The Inventors Club. Story by Nicholas Brash. Illustrated by Philip Small. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The third Thursday of every month. The Inventors Club met on the third Thursday of every month. Their meetings were top secret. Chad, Ben, Bianca, and Jody raced from school to Chad's house for the meeting of the Inventors Club. At each meeting, one of the inventors showed all the others an invention they had made. Each inventor took it in turn to invent something. Chapter 2. Bianca's Invention. Last Thursday, the inventors were sitting in Chad's bedroom. Bianca sat in the corner. She put on some basketball shoes. Chad, Ben, and Jody watched her. It was Bianca's turn to show off her invention. Bianca stood up when she had put on the shoes.
"What's so special about your basketball shoes?"
laughed Chad.
"Just wait and see," said Bianca.
Chapter 3. Goal.
"Just pretend I'm playing basketball," Bianca said.
Then she started running around the bedroom, pretending to bounce a ball.
"I'm coming to the hoop," Bianca yelled. "I've got players on my left and players on my right. I go for the hoop."
Bianca acted out what she was saying.
"Then I leap into the air." "Goal!" she yelled.
The others could not believe how high Bianca leapt into the air. Bianca sat down and took off the shoes. She showed the others the springs that were glued to the bottom of them. The shoes had springs, which made Bianca leap high into the air.
"That's a great invention," said Jody.
Chapter 4. 1 second to go.
"Let me have a go," said Ben.
"They won't work on you," Bianca told him.
"Yes, they will. If you can make them work, I sure can," said Ben.
"I made them for someone my size," Bianca said. "You'll be too heavy."
Ben grabbed the shoes. Ben squeezed his feet into the basketball shoes. It was a tight fit, but he was able to put them on. Then he stood up and started to act like a basketball player, just like Bianca.
"There's 3 seconds left,"
yelled Ben.
"We're a point down. I rush to the hoop with 2 seconds to go. I leap in the air with 1 second to go."
Ben leapt into the air. Chapter 5. Help me. Ben went higher and higher. He was heading for the open window. Ben yelled and waved his arms, but it didn't help. He went flying through the open window. The others ran to the window and looked outside. Ben was hanging onto a tree high above the ground.
"Help me!"
he yelled.
The others just laughed and laughed.
I said you would be too heavy,
Bianca told Ben.
I guess you didn't win the game,
Jody yelled to Ben.
Just help me get down from here,
Ben yelled.